Phil Currie is the Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Phil, the message couldn't be clearer now from Christine McCartney, who's a member of ATAGI, get vaccinated. A poll out in your newspaper today shows voters in New South Wales think their Premier is doing a better job than the Prime Minister at handling the pandemic by a long way, 56% to 37%, even though, you know, there's been criticism she was slow to lock down. Does this poll result show voters have bought the Premier's line that a lack of vaccine supply is the problem and that's the Prime Minister's job and that's the way out of this, not prolonged lockdowns?
I think it's a little bit of both, Fran. I suspect if you'd polled Gladys Berejiklian's satisfaction rating with the handling of the pandemic, you know, before this, it would have been a lot higher than 56%, given they did so well for
sure.
So long with the alpha variant. But, you know, this poll by Utting Research, you know, they've been around longer than you and me, Fran. They're sort of fairly know what they're doing. It's 1,600 residents of New South Wales. So, you know, it was taken on Monday this week when this thing, you know, had got out of control up in Sydney. 56% for the Premier and her handling of the situation, but only 37% for the Prime Minister. And moreover, you know, only 29% approve of his handling of the vaccine rollout. So I think it shows two things. I suspect, you know, Gladys Berejiklian is not as popular as she once was, but the Feds are certainly taking a bath on this, as they are for other lockdowns now because of the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, it was interesting in that poll, Kerry Chant, the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, an approval rating of 70%. I think the Chief Health Officers are incredibly popular in their home states, as everyone can see how hard they're working. Speaking of lockdowns, though, South Australia and Victoria have emerged from their stay-at-home restrictions today, which is fantastic. New South Wales down for another 4 weeks at least, perhaps. The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews can claim the record of having beaten a Delta outbreak twice now. He says, "I don't reckon any Victorian needs convincing that everything we did is worth trying in Sydney right now." Is that a fair point?
I think to a large degree, Fran. I mean, you pay on results, don't you? And I mean, just as New South Wales sort of showed the way last year, with the initial variant of the virus, that you could contain this thing and not shut the whole place down and let it get away from you. Now Victoria is demonstrating the new gold standard, if you like, that the only way to take on the Delta variant is to shut down hard and fast. And I suspect if the New South Wales government had a time machine and you went back to that Bondi lockout, that's what they would do. But, you know, they can't. So, look, you know, we had, look, the spectre of Victoria announcing an emergence from their restrictions last night, South Australia snapping out of it a lot more quickly. Both did a hard and fast lockdown and kept this thing at bay. So, yeah, it's just the empirical evidence is in that. And I think you'll find within the federal government now the attitude has shifted that the new gold standard, as far as they're concerned, is go a hard and fast lockdown and don't try and sort of tough this thing out like you could with the old one, because it'll get away from you.
Because you can't. And just briefly, Phil, a story in The Guardian today revealing only 5% of workers in home aged care, which is where the bulk of older Australians are cared for, have been vaccinated. And there doesn't seem to be any plan, according to Lieutenant General John Frewen, says there's no specific plan for this category of workers. This looks like a gap, doesn't it?
Sure does. I mean, I would have thought we'd be sort of over this by now and have all these sorts of things rectified, especially amongst our vulnerable groups. So, look, I'm not sure what the reason behind it, Fran. I know, like in WA, for example, the Premier there, he's just got on the front foot and issued public health orders and sort of pretty much ordered everyone in these frontline roles, you know, quarantine workers, aged care workers, to get vaccinated. But it sort of sounds like one of these things that falls through the cracks of federal and state. But, you know, so the states have to issue these public health orders to make this happen. The feds have to make sure the vaccine is there and the facilities and the systems for which they're responsible are covered. But whoever's job it is, they should get about it pretty quick smart, because you don't want someone visiting your mum or your dad with COVID.
I can't believe we've still got these levels, low levels of vaccination in roles like this. Phil, thanks very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Currie is Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review.